It is great to have your company. My name is Andrew Miyuki, and this is the show Never Heard That. Today, we're going to be listening to the track Watershed by the English musician Mark Hollis from his self-titled 1998 debut solo album. Mark Hollis would be best well known as the lead vocalist of the rock band Talk Talk, which was formed in 1981 and released their fifth and last album in 1991. Talk Talk had an interesting history. They started with a more commercial synth-pop-based sound and achieved a fair degree of international success. During this time, they were grouped together as part of the New Romantics movement. For their fourth album, Spirit of Eden, released in 1988, they did an about-turn and moved both musically and stylistically away from the New Romantics genre. Rather than focus on traditional song structures using typical chord progressions, the focus was on sound and the incorporation of electronics. The album itself was assembled from many hours of improvised instrumentation. There is a little bit that is interesting about this. First, this led to big issues with the record company calling the album not commercially satisfactory. The result was band and record company parting ways after the album was released. Both, however, would have been happy when the album and singles were successful, even though it is possible that a slightly different audience was now supporting the band's new direction. Second, if you'd only ever heard the first few albums or songs from Talk Talk, it is quite likely that you would only be aware of that original New Romantic sound and would not have investigated any further. I really like this quote. Talk Talk's influence upon musicians has exceeded the band's visibility amongst the general public. This is attributed to their later works and how well it is respected. They are well cited by contemporary bands and lots of their songs have been covered. For example, the US band No Doubt scored a global hit with a cover of It's My Life back in 2003. Hollis and Talk Talk continue to be praised as artists who did not cave into the pressures of corporate and commercial interests. Now, I have to admit that essentially all of this passed me by. I didn't really pay any attention until I was given a copy of the Mark Hollis CD to listen to a few years back. What struck me when I listened to this album was just how sparse the music was. There is lots of lovely instrumentation on each track, and the accompanying instruments are classical in nature, like the clarinet, bassoon, and flute. The overall sound would be much closer to jazz than rock or pop, and could only be described as minimalist. The space that he captures in each track really lends a fantastic originality to this album. His voice, which is certainly unique, sits very well within this type of arrangement too. And then, that's it. He promptly left the music industry after releasing this highly praised album. This is essentially the case with Talk Talk 2. He said, "I choose for my family. Maybe others are capable of doing it, but I can't go on tour and be a good dad at the same time." That is a great measure of the person, I think. Here is the track Watershed by Mark Hollis from his self-titled 1998 solo album.
Nothing squalid to turn. said so much makes it harder for you. Should have said so much.